what you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching all around the world, the globe. The known intellectually mature universe is ours to conquer, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm happy to be the dispenser of intellectual maturity in a world gone wild with unproven, unfettered, unvetted conspiracy theories. So we deal in truth, logic, and intellectual maturity here. Thank you for watching us and giving us the ability to now be in prime time. 8 o'clock p.m. on Beck.news, BEK.news. We are there, 8 o'clock p.m. every evening, and with 3.8 million weekly views, I guess we can't go wrong. We're on the right trajectory, and with all due humility, we are indebted to you, the viewers and the listeners of the show. We are on every available podcast if you like the audio editions, and of course, right here on Beck News. And you can also please head over to my website, DougBillings.us. We could really use your sponsorship over there. It's only $4.99 a month to become a legacy member of the webpage. And you will soon be able to have the ability to pay that in an annual lump sum. It's not very much, or on a monthly basis. There's also higher levels of subscription and higher levels of sponsorship. If you're a business, or if you're somebody who just wants to sponsor the website and have your picture thrown up there with me and others on the website, DougBillings.us, we could really use your sponsorship over there. We're excited. I'm excited. This is a big day. We have just landed an exclusive interview with Mike Lindell. Mike has uncovered yet more news, breaking news about election fraud in the United States, and we will now engage in a five-part series with Mike about all of that. He's endeavoring to not only turn the information over to authorities and the Supreme Court, he does have, and I know when I say the Supreme Court, some of you out there immediately go, oh no, not the Supreme Court, they've let us down, which is true. The Supreme Court has let us down, but the proof and the evidence that you will learn about in the course of the next five segments and programs with Mike Lindell on this show, The Right Side with Doug Billings, will astound you. It is a red wave of proof that is undeniable. And Mike Lindell believes that the Supreme Court, once they see this new dramatic evidence, that they will vote 9-0 in favor of him, his team, and those working to prove that election fraud did in fact happen. You know this show. We give people like Mike a platform to speak and deliver information. I leave it up to you, good people of the audience. By the way, you are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. And I know that you can make up your minds about the information that you gather from multiple sources. We know that we're probably one source of information for you, the best and most handsome source, I might add. And we will endeavor to live up to that reputation. So we have a five-part series with Mike Lindell. We'll get to that in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I am still affected. You know, the other day, this week, we've done shows about the crisis at the border, the humanitarian crisis that is happening currently in the United States, and I'm affected. I'm affected by it. I think that there's a lot of fraud involved in that situation as well, a lot of purposeful misleading by the Communist Socialist Party. One thing I haven't really touched on a lot this week, and that is the COVID issue with regards to all of this. For those of you that know me, you know that I believe COVID is real, but I also believe that it's the biggest nothing burger in the history of hysteria. And I stand by that statement. It's the biggest nothing burger because we, as a collective worldwide community, have overreacted to a virus by which the vast majority of us have a 100% chance of surviving it. Unless you're over the age of 78 and medically fragile, chances are good that you're going to survive. And yet the world is on its ear with regards to the whole crisis. Now, look at the United States and the southern border. Look at it. Massive humanitarian crisis, people flowing into this country from the last count over 62 countries. We don't have any idea who they are. There's no testing of COVID going on down there. So my question is, you know, calling Dr. Fauci, where are you? What's your opinion about all of this? Where do you stand on the humanitarian crisis going on at the southern border of Texas? Because it's happening. There is crisis down there. People flowing over to the border unvetted, unchecked, untested. So his silence on this, ladies and gentlemen, the silence of Dr. Fakery Fauci is very telling. And his silence on the fact that no people are being tested and that it's no big deal is exactly what his silence is saying. It's a nothing burger. That's what his silence is saying. Don't worry about it. We had to play that card last year because Trump was the president and we wanted to create, as our playbook states, an entire case of chaos that would rush across the nation. And they're doing it again. Chaos, again, is their patron saint. And I mean that. Chaos is the communist socialist patron saint. Create enough conflict, create enough chaos, create the ability to unseat a president, and you win. You win the prize. COVID wrecked economies. The shutdowns were wildly unnecessary. And when we shut the economies down and when we wrecked these lives, what happened to people? Despondency, alcoholism, hopelessness, helplessness, suicide. Children in school felt hopeless, their dreams dashed. What were athletic scholarships going to have? What were going to happen to them? Academic scholarships, theater shut down, livelihoods ruined. All an attempt to portray the government as the savior. And this is not at all what the founding fathers had in mind. The founders did not want big government to come in and be the savior and save us. The founders intended communities to reach out, neighbors to reach out to help secure, you know, if your barn burns down, they would help to build it back up, right? Government is not, that's not their job. The government's job is to protect the nation, to protect the republic. Why the Communist Socialist Party creates chaos is quite simple. It's planned. The COVID event, planned. Crisis at the border going on right now, planned. It's all purposeful chaos designed to unstabilize and demoralize a nation. That's what former KGB agents and defectors from the former Soviet Union have said. It's what we hear from people who have defected from China. The Communist Socialist elected official mantra and playbook is that they want to demoralize a nation, primarily take away the sense of morality, right? Get God out of the picture because you can't have him. You can't be dependent upon God. You have to be dependent upon government. And if, by the way, you can't be dependent upon us if you don't do what we say and if you don't repeat what we say. Therefore, then the cancel culture comes into play. And we're going to talk about this with Mike Lindell. It's the reason why he's got such exciting news that he'll share during the five-part series that we're going to bring you over the next several days. It is purposeful, ladies and gentlemen, to deny that what's going on at the southern border, to deny what COVID really is to be intellectually immature. COVID is real. You've heard me say it. It affects the medically fragile. It affects people who are elderly. Now, can it affect someone who's 18? Of course it can. Will it likely kill that person? Of course not. It has killed people that are in that age group, but that's not my point. Of course, a virus can kill you. The chances are high, 99.9%, that you're going to survive it. Yet we've shut down and wrecked economies because of a 0.5% chance that we may die from this Chinese virus. You know what has killed more people in the age of COVID, ladies and gentlemen? Wrecked economies. Wrecked economies and shutdowns have touched more people than this virus ever will. And to fail to admit that, to fail to understand that the purpose behind this is political, is simply to be intellectually immature. And this is the place where we dispense maturity, especially intellectual maturity. We give it to you free of charge. You would just listen. Dr. Fauci, calling Dr. Fauci, your silence is deafening. Where is he? Where's everyone else? Dr. Birx, where are you? Why aren't they shouting from the mountaintops to stop the incredible human immigration wave that is illegal and pouring across the southern border? Why aren't they saying anything about it? Because COVID is the biggest nothing burger in the history of hysteria. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Big day. Mike Lindell coming up later in the program right here on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, I want to tell you about the website that we've created real quickly here, dougbillings.us. Please head over there immediately and view it, revel in it, take a peek at it. More importantly, sponsor us, please. Become a legacy member. Consider joining up for a monthly small $4.99 a month price to sponsor the website, which in turn sponsors me. It sponsors the message. It sponsors the interviews and the people that we bring to you. Sponsors the ability for us to create things like the Determined Patriotism event that's coming up over the Independence Day weekend. And you can learn about that on the website as well, where you can meet me in person. And I, more importantly, want to meet you. And I want to say thank you for the support that you've given. We are in need of sponsors. We would be grateful, blessed, and honored if you head over to dougbillings.us and become a sponsor. Head to the sponsor page. You can choose your level of sponsorship. If you're a company, if you're an owner of a small business, there's a corporate sponsorship page there as well. And you can look in and decide for yourself what fits your budget. We would appreciate it. The conservative message must continue. And more importantly, the dispensation of intellectual maturity must continue. And you only get that right here on The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I hope we will meet soon. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to remind you, as I usually do, about my friend, the Commander's Artist. He's a personal friend of mine in the show. He's also a personal friend of General Michael Flynn. He's created a lot of the artwork that you see behind me, the logos and the banners for the show. I've got President Trump up over there in my head there in the background, my chosen leader, one of my favorites. And check this one out. He just created a portrait for me. There I am on the white horse, The Right Side with Doug Billings, saving the Republic from intellectual immaturity everywhere. But if you have a room in your house that you've been considering changing into a patriotic themed room, maybe it's your man cave, maybe it's your woman cave, check out the commandersartist.com. And at the time of purchase, ladies and gentlemen, at the time of purchase, if you enter the promo code Doug, you will get discounts on the artwork. International shipping is available. Check him out, thecommandersartist.com. Cheers.
Hi, Hunter Ellis here for Night Hero Binoculars by Atomic Beam. These binoculars let you see anything, even in pitch black darkness. Gotcha.
The secrets are powerful wide-angle atomic beam laser that reveals objects up to 150 yards away hidden by darkness.
During the day, Night Hero gives you 10 times magnification. And when the sun goes down, press the Night Bright button to see clearly in the dark.
Light up garbage-eating critters or spot thieves before they even get close.
Call or click now and get Night Hero binoculars for just $39.99. Order right now and you can double it.
Plus, get our best-selling atomic beam flashlight. Just pay a separate fee.
We'll even ship them to you free.
This TV special offer is not available on Amazon. You can get it all, but you have to order now.
Call 1-800-619-1091. That's 1-800-619-1091. Or visit by nighthero.com. That's by nighthero.com. Order now.
Hi, it's me, Anthony Sullivan. And yes, you've actually caught me at home relaxing because life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage with American Residential Warranty.
You won't believe what ARW covers.
Heating and air conditioning, washers and dryers, kitchen appliances, plumbing, water heaters, electrical systems, flat screens and laptops, even pools and spas, and so much more.
Call American Residential Warranty. They'll get you covered.
1-800-219-1467.
Attention, have you or a loved one suffered from maculopathy, a serious retinal injury, after taking the prescription drug Almiron for interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome? In 2018, a researcher at the Emory School of Medicine linked Almiron, a prescription drug that treats interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome, to maculopathy, which is sight-threatening and can cause an abrupt change of vision. Call Almiron Justice for a free legal consultation.
Please call 800-395-5680.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the place where intellectual maturity is dispensed free of charge and it flows to you like manna from heaven. And I am the dispenser. of intellectual maturity. The Right Side with Doug Billings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Don't forget Mike Lindell later in the program. And head over to DougBillings.us and become a sponsor, please. Become a legacy member. Support the website. Support this conservative message. We would appreciate it. Race and bigotry, ladies and gentlemen, especially reversed racism. It's a real thing. It is a real deal. And I'm going to talk to you about it. The last few shows, I have been on fire about the way that the media and the elected class have continually lampooned, crucified, and driven from the public square white people, lumping us into a category that we are the criminals. We are the ones responsible. We're all white supremacists. We're responsible for the crime in America, the shootings in America. We want to hunt down and ruin the lives of every minority group in the world, right? Well, the race bigotry of the Communist Socialist Party, ladies and gentlemen, is really the issue. It is unhinged, it is unfettered, and it is unchecked. It's rampant, it's real, and it's led by people like AOC, you know, calling the commentary on the southern border. Calling out people like me, she says that my commentary on the social border is an example of white supremacy. Obviously, Doug Billings is a white supremacist. Calling out and saying that the situation at the border is a humanitarian crisis is only a demonstration of someone's white supremacy. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her intellectual immaturity refuses to call out the acts of her own party, her own calls to do things such as defund the police, that whole mantra, right? The whole communist socialist demoralization of our society, not just AOC, but Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, every one of them, make no mistake, and words are important. Every one of the people that are elected into the former Democratic Party, which is now, as you know, the Communist Socialist Party, want to fundamentally transform and turn away the republic from the intent of the founders and mix communism and socialism together. The clip I'm going to show you is an example of how they do this. To teach children, to teach people that violence is okay, that we don't interact, that white people are the enemy. Okay. Now, what I'm going to show you is graphic, and it's very difficult to watch. I want you to know. So you can either turn your head or use the fast forward button. But this is what the left is counting on, really. They're counting on you turning your head, clicking the fast forward button, not watching the story because it's too gruesome and graphic to watch and to consider. They're hoping that you compartmentalize this away from your sense of reality and that you simply forget about it. Well, this is, it's too important. We on this show, The Right Side with Doug Billings, are not going to turn away and we're not going to compartmentalize it. We're going to call it for what it is. It's racism. And people are being conditioned to ignore it in great, massive numbers. Take a look. Take a look, ladies and gentlemen, at a black man beat and strangle the white Asian man to the point of unconsciousness. This all happened on a New York subway just the other day. Take a look. Clip number one. Where is the outrage, ladies and gentlemen? I put it to you clearly. Now, the fact that I said this is a black man beating up a white or Asian, I can't really, it looks like the guy is Asian. The guy is definitely black who's doing the beating. If he was a white guy, I would be calling him out for it too. But my point is that the media doesn't react the same way when a black man is doing the assaulting. New York is like a scene from It's not just a scene. It's the entire movie. If you ever saw the movie The Purge, right, where once a year law enforcement is done away with and you can do whatever the hell you want. Well, New York is living that 24/7, 365, ladies and gentlemen. There's no law enforcement in New York City. New York State, questionable. New York City, definitely just a total state of chaos. But remember, chaos is the communist socialist patron saint. They want chaos everywhere they go. No law enforcement. You've got a mayor out there, you know, Bill Heil Hitler de Blasio, who defunds the police. People migrating out of New York, leaving New York by the millions, and who can blame them? But this black thug beats the hell out of an innocent man, ladies and gentlemen, and look at the witnesses. No one gets up. No one offers to help. Not even an attempt to go over and try to stop the thug from beating up the guy. This is the world that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the entire commu-socialist elected political class in this country, this is chaos. This is what they want. It demoralizes and destabilizes an entire nation. It's no accident that we're conditioning people not to do anything, to leave it alone. The media is just as, I am so upset about this kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. As if that's not enough, the other day, again, in New York, an innocent Asian woman walking down a street in front of an apartment complex, brutally attacked for no reason. And what happens next is just as astounding and sad and tragic and infuriating as the attack itself. Take a look, clip number two. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you notice what happened there? Now, the attack was one thing. And again, I know it's hard to watch. The men inside the building, they watched. They took no action coming to the defense of this woman. And you know what? The infuriating piece about this apparently is an apartment complex in New York City. These are security guards standing there watching, not doing a damn thing. I want them to be held accountable for failing to secure their perimeter. I want you to take a look at the last few seconds, the last few seconds of clip number two. Take a look right here. You see that? Do you see it? The security guard not only doesn't rescue the woman, when it's all over, he walks over to the door and he shuts it, leaving the woman on the street, injured. Where is the outrage about this? These are stories you don't hear about in the mainstream media. The thug in the street is black. The thug in the subway was black. It looks like the security guards, in my opinion, the guy who shut the door at least, is black. Coincidence? Not coming to the defense of a non-black woman. You be the judge, ladies and gentlemen. You're the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. I leave that to your good measure. But for me, and for the record, if the guy who assaulted and repeatedly kicked this woman was white, I would call him a thug also. You see, being a thug isn't a racist term, ladies and gentlemen. It's a behavioral term. You act like a thug when you display thuggish behavior. Now, pull up clip number three, please, guys. Here's a picture of what thugs look like, ladies and gentlemen. In this case, these are the thugs. Take a look. These are the thugs who attacked these two people. They remain at large. And I'm showing you their picture so that they may be recognized, caught, and prosecuted. None of this is acceptable, ladies and gentlemen. None of it is acceptable. We've got to begin to call out this reverse discrimination and call out these thugs. We are not living in the purge, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to tolerate it on this program. And it's popular music, people in the media class, the celebrity class, everyone talking about defunding the police and how there's systemic racism within the police department in America, which is not true, that are driving our republic to this level of barbarism, and it is unacceptable. We're not going to take it. Can you tell I'm worked up? You bet I am, and you should be too. But right now, I'm going to calm down and take a deep breath and take a sojourn into the beauty, the wonder, the glory of capitalism, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back after this break.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Tired of using the cup holder for your phone? Introducing the Cup Call Phone Mount, a brand new next-generation phone stand that fits right in your vehicle's cup holder. Just drop it in and twist for a custom fit every time. The secret is the rubberized holders at the base that, with just a twist, contract or expand to lock it in place. The adjustable holder ratchets down on any size device until the button is pressed to release the phone. Cup Call adjusts up or down and swivels left or right. Plus, the open bottom means easy access for charger cables. Get Cup Call for just $19.99. But wait, call right now and you can double the offer. Plus, you can get a 10-pack of Air Police 4 face masks. Just pay separate fee. And we'll even ship it to you free. This is a TV-only offer that is not available on Amazon. So call or click now.
Call 1-800-648-2154. That's 1-800-648-2154. Or visit getcupcall.com. So call 1-800-648-2154 now.
Careful, your regular old can opener leaves razor-sharp edges.
Ouch!
You need the new Safety Can Express. Now you can pop the top off and leave perfectly smooth edges on the lid and the can. Other openers use blades to cut through the lid, leaving razor-sharp edges. Safety Can Express actually unseals the lid from the side, leaving smooth, safe edges. Safety Can works on broken pop-top cans, dented cans, big heavy cans, small odd-shaped cans too. No more sharp steel when Safety Can breaks the seal. Call and get the new Safety Can Express for just $29.99. But wait, call now and you can double your order. Just pay a separate fee. We'll even ship it to you fast and free. This offer is not available on Amazon. Call now.
Call 1-800-991-1611 or visit safetycanexpress.com. So call 1-800-991-1611 now.
I'm Rick Becker from No Apologies. Welcome to your After Hours Oasis of Sanity.
How can these people not see that they're just clowns?
We help simplify and educate you on things going on in the legislature and around the country.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
But also having Fleestack and Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, and we've talked about that sometimes. It's bad.
Watch us weeknights at 9 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
Hop in the rig and go down the road with me. We'll cover local and national stories that impact you.
What happens with national debt? Does anybody even care anymore?
Do you think Governor Burgum truly understands the legislative process?
You know, I think he's got a better understanding now than he did 2 years ago.
Why in the world are we having a conversation about being anti-vaccination?
Down the road with Joel Heitkamp weekdays at 5:30 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we act with determined prayer and determined patriotism, put forth what we know is the truth. And we will meet together always, as we do, in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Big tech, ladies and gentlemen, specifically big tech censorship. It is on the roll again, and Laura Trump and President Trump are the latest victims. They're used to being victims to the big tech censorship that's going on out there. The fascism continues, ladies and gentlemen. I have a knowledge of what it feels like to be canceled by the big tech censorship effort. Prior to this show and prior to landing at Beck.news and so forth, YouTube was actually pretty good to me. I had a huge following over there, did pretty well in just under 9 months. But as you can guess, because of the conservative, truthful, and godly message of this program, YouTube canceled me without warning. You violated our terms and conditions. Doug, how dare you speak the truth? And how dare you speak anything other than the narrative that we want you to put forth? Therefore, you will be silenced. This is why President Trump and people like Mike Lindell are creating their own social media platforms, and I'm happy about it. But, you know, Laura Trump was conducting an interview with the president. And, you know, that she got a letter that said that any voice of Donald Trump put on one of our platforms, this was from Facebook, will be scrubbed from the social media platforms that we represent. So Facebook and Instagram, specifically in this case. Facebook, you know, permanently banned President Trump from their platform back in January after the Capitol riot. Now, because they claimed that the Capitol chaos was caused by President Trump, which is a lie. We all know evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the Capitol chaos, again, the word chaos, isn't it interesting that the patron saint of the Communist Socialist Party, chaos, shows up right when they need it, right? Right when they need a crisis. The Capitol chaos was planned and encouraged, perpetrated by the Communist Socialist Party, and specifically members of the Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa. Nancy Pelosi's laptop that was stolen during that event will soon bear that out. And it was a red flag event. That entire chaos and that entire event was a red flag event planned by them, Pelosi, Schumer, through Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So yesterday, Laura Trump, who's now a Fox News contributor, posted an image on Instagram of her sitting across the room from the president, and they were going to have this interview. I think the caption said simply, "Join us tonight," right? Very simple. So later, a group of Trump officials got an email from Facebook, as you might guess, warning them that any content at all posted in the voice, and I'm quoting, in the voice of President Trump is not currently allowed on our platforms. Parenthetical, including new posts with President Trump speaking, end quote. And they were warned then, and again, I'll quote, this will be removed if posted, resulting in additional limitations on accounts that posted it. This guidance, the quote continues, this guidance applies to all campaign accounts and pages, including President Trump, other campaign messaging vehicles on other platforms, and former surrogates, end quote. So the email posted on Instagram, that was all posted by Eric Trump on his Instagram account. And it was fascism. Fascism in action. Fascism 101, eliminate the competition, especially if it's political competition, ladies and gentlemen. The interview eventually posted to Laura Trump's Facebook account. So we're following along here. She posted an Instagram picture, join us tonight. They got a letter. If you do it, it's a no-no. We're going to cancel you. She posts the interview on Facebook, but it was later taken down. Okay, so Facebook lived up to their word. We knew they would. And they got another letter from a Facebook employee that began, "Hi, folks." I mean, the contempt they have for us is, it's funny. I'll just put it that way. "Hi, folks. Content removal was the subject line in the email. We are reaching out to you to let you know that we removed content from Laura Trump's Facebook page. It featured President Trump speaking," end quote. This is from some Facebook employee, right? So they continue, quote, "In line with the block that we placed on Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts, further content posted in the voice of Donald Trump will be removed and result in additional limitations on these accounts." Now, it's interesting on multiple levels. It's fascism, one, of course, tragic and not acceptable. It's also subtle in some ways. The fact that, you know, there is a tradition in this country to refer to all former presidents as president. So, you know, President Bush, President Obama, President Clinton, all in the past, all past presidents. We still refer to them as president, okay? Just a tradition in the country, that's all. But not these guys and not with Donald Trump. No, it's just plain old Donald Trump. We put a block on Donald Trump's account. I find it subtly amusing, but it's noticed and it's noted. Their cynicism runs deep, ladies and gentlemen. The common observer wouldn't notice that, and they wouldn't think that there was purposeful intent to censor a president. But I, being your guide into the realm of intellectual maturity, do notice these things. And it's subtle. Yes, I grant you that. It's purposeful, however, and it's powerful because you see, if they erase words like president in front of a man who was president and who currently still is the president, according to at least the election results that were received, even though the public won't admit it, It's telling and it's powerful, and that's how they do it. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes today in the world, it's not so subtle with the way that they want to cancel culture, but it's from their playbook. And we have to be aware of these things. We have to be aware. It's all fascism 101, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democratic Party of John Kennedy is gone. We have now a mix of communism and socialism in the elected class, commu-socialists. They will cancel the political opposition. This is exactly what they're doing with President Trump. It's fascism. Not only is, you know, it's one thing to cancel the public, right? To cancel me from YouTube. That's one thing. My cancelization from YouTube didn't affect any of you, except I know that you missed me dearly and that you're glad now that I'm at DougBillings.us, where you can go become a legacy member. And you can see me here on Beck News. But my point being, they do it subtly. They take away the conservative voice. I mean, in January and February, even we had 20 million people watch us in those months. Those aren't small numbers. And that's why YouTube canceled us. When you begin to fly over the target, as we say, you will be removed. You'll be eliminated. And that's why President Trump has created his own website, his own social media platform. It's exactly why my recent guest, who you'll hear from today, and in an ongoing five-part series, Mike Lindell. It's exactly why he is creating a massive social media platform that, in his words, is going to rival Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And he's building it, and he'll tell you about it. If you watch this show in the next, you know, we have a five-part series. Lindell is going to tell you exactly how he's going to. I'm excited about it. It's phenomenal news. So stay tuned. It's coming up. Part one of my five-part series with Mike Lindell, coming up right after this break. Don't go away.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream sheets. When you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Please make sure that you head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Can't imagine that I'm saying those words on my program, but I am. Check them out. MyPillow.com. If you feel like you want to use the phone to place your order, that's okay. 1-800-873-0413. In either case, whether it's MyPillow.com or the phone number, make sure that you use the promo code BECK, that's B-E-K, for that great MyPillow product at a great price. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, 1-800-873-0413. And thank you very much indeed for watching us here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
Non-attorney spokesperson. This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by Nightline Legal. Cases assigned on a random basis to participating law firms.
This drug remains approved by the FDA. If you or a loved one regularly took Zantac and were later diagnosed with cancer, call right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. Potential cancers include bladder cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. Do not stop taking a prescribed medication without first consulting with your doctor. Discontinuing a prescribed medication without your doctor's advice can result in injury or death.
Call 1-800-230-9210.
Seniors, are you aware that you could pay less for your car insurance?
Seniors can save money on their car insurance.
You might save a little, you might save a lot.
Maybe hundreds of dollars a year.
You might save 5% a year, maybe 10%, 15%, or even more.
That's a lot of money.
So call right now and find out just how much money you might be able to save.
1-800-699-0761. 1-800-699-0761.
Hi, it's me, Anthony Sullivan. And yes, you've actually caught me at home relaxing because life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage with American Residential Warranty.
You won't believe what ARW covers.
Heating and air conditioning, washers and dryers, kitchen appliances, plumbing, water heaters, electrical systems, flat screens and laptops, even pools and spas, and so much more. Call American Residential Warranty. They'll get you covered.
1-800-219-1467.
Big shout.
shout out to North Dakota and Beck News, where you can watch the Dr. Duke Show each weekday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
North Dakota is one of the last bastions of sanity in our republic. The legislature consistently passes pro-life and family legislation. This session, North Dakota legislature is trying to thwart efforts to allow boys to say they are girls and play on girls' sports teams. Go North Dakota.
And thanks for carrying the Dr. Duke Show on Beck TV.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching all around the world. We have just enjoyed some great, quick success. We owe it all to you, all of you patriots around the world. We're on the Beck News Network, also DougBillings.us and every podcast platform out there. Last week, 3.5 million of you, and we are blessed and honored by all of that, truly. Today is a big day for me here, The Right Side. Obviously, you can tell who's there with me, Mike Lindell. Mr. Lindell, I can't thank you enough for taking some time with me this morning on The Right Side. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Listen, you know, first of all, the work that you've done, and I just want to say as a fan of yours and an admirer, thank you for your patriotism. Thanks for doing what you have done for the Republic. Is everything okay? Are you okay? Is business okay?
Yeah, everything's good. I haven't been able to see my grandkids, niece and nephews, though, for about 2.5 months now because kind of staying away from Minnesota. So yeah. Just in case people are out there looking for me.
Are you safe? Do you feel like there's people out there looking for you, Mike? Is everything?
I have protection. I have protection where people know where if they know where I'm going to be, I do. When we're filming, our different evidence documentaries. We actually have a lot of ex-Navy SEALs there, so we have good protection. So if you're out there looking for me, beware.
Good. So, Mike, you had an OAN special on where there was you presented just amazing data and information. And I've commented on my show about, as I look at our government, for example, the Congress, Senate, House of Representatives, and I've said, how is it possible that a guy who, you know, provides sheets, pillows, and mattress toppers is doing more work, more credible work investigating this thing than our own government? How did you get started? What in the world got you going on this?
Well, actually, you know, you'd have to take it back, obviously, with everybody to November 4th. Go through the election, all of a sudden in the morning, you wake up and go, what happened? What did we miss? And I actually stayed up all night because I couldn't believe what I was starting to see happening. And those were deviations. I work with deviations every day in my company. With if a radio station does $1,000 and normally does $5,000 or vice versa, I check in to see how did this happen. And I don't stop till I find out how it happened. And that's where I got it on November 4th. I just started digging in myself and using, you know, going to different counties and look at different counties in my home state and other counties and precincts, look at what happened. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's look out there looking and you're hearing evidence of, you know, dead people voting and you're hearing out people that don't live in the states and all this stuff. You go, wow, this is going to be turned down and it's going to be flipped to the rightful winner. And it never happened. And I consider that a miracle because it got to be where I'm at right now and where we're at as a country, because these machines are all going to be found out now. And what happened was I hired my own team. I put money wherever I could, anyone out there that needed help all through November, December, into January. Then on January 9th, I got something that was different. You know, I became like a hub of a wheel. When you ask why did, because of my platform that God's given me of notoriety out there, everybody was emailing me with, you know, different things and evidence. And I got this one piece and it was different. It was like a cyber attack, and it had IP addresses and IDs of computers and these cyber footprints. And I showed it to some tech guys that I have, even one of them that I even have at my own company. And I said, what do you make of this? He goes, wow, that's if this is true, this is the smoking gun, so to speak. And it would be an attack on our country. And I started digging in from that point on, and everybody knows that story. Every day I was attacked, lost my Twitter, lost my pillow Twitter, cancel culture. They canceled out box stores. The bots and trolls came out. I've never had a bigger attack on my company. In fact, I've talked to people. They've never seen a bigger attack ever anywhere. And all these companies were hired, social media companies. But I want everyone to know this. Every day, all the way up until February 5th, everyone has my number, like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, USA Today, Jim Acosta from CNN. I don't care who the outlet is. I don't have a publicist. In between me and them is nobody. I want them to call me directly so I can tell them right from my heart how I feel about stuff. Well, they called me every day. When I told them, I said, I have this evidence. And it just came piling up, this evidence. And I said, will you guys put it out there? They wouldn't put it out there. They would just hammer me, call me, you know, my guess, this fake evidence doesn't have anything, conspiracy theory. And I was mocked on Jimmy Kimmel, Saturday Night Live, you name it. I was just kept getting attacked. I said, everybody wait till February 5th. Everybody wait till February 5th. On February 5th, I'm going to drop the evidence, and it's called Absolute Proof. I was going to drop it on LindellTV.com. So I've got all this evidence, and I'm going to drop. Well, right up to the 4th, they called me every day. On February 5th, 9 a.m., we dropped it. It was crickets. They didn't call. They didn't write. I'm going, where is everybody? Except for you got your Googles that attacked me. I was buying my own name. People would Google Michael J. Lindell or Mike Lindell, and I was buying my own name. I got up over $20,000+. I was paying for my own clicks on Google AdWords, and Google said, take him down. We're not going to let him even buy his own name. Wikipedia attacked me, took over my Wikipedia. It was the biggest attack. Then they took Vimeo, took it down. YouTube took it down. Facebook put a sign over it. Old Mark Zuckerberg put a sign over the Absolute Proof, the movie. It said contains porn and nudity, pornography and nudity. I mean, you what? Talk about freedom of speech suppression. Yep. Just horrible. Yep. And it's funny. Then from that point on, every day, from February 5th on, I don't hear from them at all, right? Up until I'm telling Dominion, sue me. I want to get sued. I know Smartmatic, sue me. Finally, one day they sue me. Finally, they get it. You know, someone says, we better sue this guy. Yeah. You know, he won't shut up. Well, so they sue me, and then they all called. The New York Times are calling me all morning. I'm saying, did you guys bother and watch Absolute Proof? Not one of them had watched it. How horrific. I said, what kind of journalists are you? I made every one of them go watch the short version before they could even talk to me, so they would get educated.
Good for you, Mike. Yeah. I mean, clearly not to your level. I've been canceled, YouTube, social. I've felt it. We've been over the target. You among all of us, I think you're the tip of the spear, and I can't thank you enough. I think there's, you know, this is part political, part spiritual, and we are just absolutely, we're required, I think, as patriots to do what you're doing, and we admire the fact. I think everybody knows the backdrop of what you're doing, but I understand, and you and I were talking before we started the show here, there's lots of new stuff. You've got lots of new endeavors. When we come back from this break, I want to begin to talk with you about the new stuff, the new things that you're engaging in. All right?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You're not going to want to miss it. Don't go away. Mike Lindell with us right here on the Right Side with Doug Billing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Well, there it was, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what an incredible interview with Mike Lindell, and incredible breaking new information, new data about the endeavors that he is undertaking with regards to election fraud in the United States. A lot of hope there. Now, we never make any predictions, but it is obvious, and you've heard me say from time to time on this program, reason to hope with caution. Let's avoid the conspiracy theories and do what Mike is doing and stay on target with facts, truth, and evidence. We're in uncharted territory. There's no doubt about that. What will happen? Will Trump come back? Will they reinstate him? Will he be credited for time not spent in an election that was won? All of those questions to be answered. And it looks like a case will be because of the overwhelming evidence heard by the Supreme Court. And Mike predicts a 9-0 victory. Hopeful news. We will continue, ladies and gentlemen, on this show to march forward with determined prayer and determined patriotism. It's the only way we know how to do it. God bless you. God bless you around the world. We'll meet again right here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.